among them. Praise God. We got too many of our folk who want to stay a foot in a church and a foot in his world. He said in his word, I would much rather if you be hot or cold, because when you're straddling the fence, you are lukewarm. And he said that if you are lukewarm, I'm gonna fill you. I'm gonna spill you. I'm gonna spill you out of my mouth. Hallelujah. That's our living hope. Our living hope is in Jesus. And I'd rather have Jesus than houses of land. I'd rather be guided by his faithful hand. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather have Jesus than all the fortune untold, because I know I know.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
And it's breaking. Well, praise the Lord, saints of God. This is Pastor Charles Simon of New Life Christian Fellowship Ministries of Alexandria, Louisiana. And at this time, 4521 Lee Street Extension, right off of MacArthur Drive. At New Life Christian Fellowship Ministries, you will experience a place where the Word of God is taught and preached. The power of the Holy Spirit is leading and moving according to His own agenda. The gifts of the Spirit are being displayed, and soul winning is the priority. If you're looking for a praise and worship, healing and deliverance, singing and shouting, come on down and see God in action. Our service times are Sunday school at 9:45 a.m., morning service at 11 o'clock a.m., and Bible study at 6:45 p.m. every Wednesday night. Now stay tuned for a service already in progress. Praise the Lord, saints, and be ye encouraged.
God, we thank you and we praise you again for another opportunity to be in this place and have an opportunity to be with you, God, and the Holy Spirit who is here to orchestrate everything that we shall do. Nothing of myself, Lord, but all of you. I thank you for the opportunity. I thank you for the word from Paul who said, absent from this body means that I'm present with you. I thank you, Lord, that there is a judgment seat for those of us who are saved, and there is a great white throne judgment for those who are lost. I thank you for your word, God, that has allowed us to understand from Daniel 12 and John 5 that every grave shall open up and we shall spend eternity somewhere. I thank you for that. But today, God, I thank you for a word that you have called us to commitment to the kingdom of God, to do the work of the kingdom. The mission on this earth is to bring men to Jesus Christ, bring them unto salvation. So I thank you for the word from Paul who said in Romans 1 and 16 that the word of God says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to the Jew first and then to the Gentiles. Whosoever believeth in Jesus Christ shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. So we thank you for another opportunity just to talk about commitment. In other words, God, you're saying to us, and I thank you for it, that there are no excuses. There is no excuse for our excuses, but you are looking and seeking those who are true worshipers in the body of Christ. God, I thank you for the word that you have given us the previous 2 days as it relates to this topic, where you have seen fit for us to look, God, look into the word of God to know what your mind is and what your request is, what your requirements are, that we will know. And you said in the book in Romans 1 and the 20th verse, said you have brought invisible things into visibility, that we will know about your power and understand the Godhead. You brought it into visibility, so God, we thank you. And at the end of that 20th verse in the first chapter of Romans, you said, then we are without excuses because you have brought everything to light. Then you said, God, in Romans 2:1, you said to us that we had no excuse. O thou inexcusable, inexcusable man, whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thy that judges doest the same thing. But that's not why we're here. It's not about judging. The fact is that God has made everything clear to us in his word. He wrote this word, revelated word from God. God himself wrote the book. The Holy Spirit orchestrated the writing in holy men, according to Peter 1:20-21. That's how God did it. This word of God is not from of old days of anybody who just wrote it. It's not of any man's interpretation. It's not about anybody's opinion. This is the word of God, inerrant word of God, without mixture, God has said. So I want to thank God for this day. When I don't know where else to go, I can go to the word of God. Some things in psychology today won't apply. Did not apply years ago, but the word of God has applied throughout all generations. Ever since time came into being, fell out of eternity, that we have a word from God until the end, till the rapture, till the church of God has been delivered, carried back to heaven, then time shall be no more. You won't have a birthday in heaven. Well, I'm not going to get into that, but I need you to know, God, I need the presence of your Holy Spirit, that I will do nothing of myself, just what you want me to do on this day. Because I know, God, that this is about deliverance of your people, delivered from false teachers, deliverance, come on, from their sins, deliverance in their situation, that somebody would be able to boldly proclaim that I can do all things, Philippians, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. That somebody can be proclaimed, God, that I am truly what? A conqueror. I am more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. I don't know who you are conquering through, but if it's not through Christ, then you are under the wrong leadership. It's all in Christ Jesus. If I think of nothing else but Jesus Christ in my life, I am going to be victorious. Well, amen. So then, God wants me to share. Let's see what God can do today, what God wants to do today, because last time we were here, I didn't even get into the lesson that I thought God wanted, but he delivered somebody in Radio Land on that last broadcast, and he's going to deliver today. The Holy Spirit knows what you need, and not only that, but he knows what you want. But I stop by to let you know that God is in the business of delivering his people. This airtime is not just because Pastor Simon wanted to be here. Pastor Simon has attempted to get off the radio, but praise be unto God that he shook me in such a way that I began to fall on my knees and say, Lord, forgive me for even thinking about something that you ordained. And so, God, I praise you. I thank you, God, for the letters that I've received, the calls that I have received. I thank you for it, God. And I thank you that all of us, everybody need a word of encouragement every now and then. Well, praise the Lord. This is about God. This is about God. So he says to us, we have no excuse. The last two times we were here, we were in Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, and I read the first two verses, 10 and 11 and 12. But what I need you to understand, God is saying again, remember, we are without excuse because God has brought it to light. And that light is enough to light up the whole world. God's eyes, come on, 2 Chronicles 16:9, God's eyes are in every place at the same time, and his eyes, he's moving through the earth to be strong for us. The whole earth, come on, God through the whole earth. In that Second Chronicles and the 16th chapter, Hananiah has come, the seer has come to Asa to let him know that God is displeased with what he's doing. And when he brings the word, he says in the ninth verse of the 16th chapter of Second Chronicles, he says, the reason, King Asa of Judah, the reason I want you to know this, come on, God won't leave you in the dark. He says, I need you to know what God has said. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself. Oh, somebody need to get it. God wants to get the glory. He's going to get the glory. I don't care who you are, whether you're lifted up in pride. He says, I shall bring you low. And then when I elevate you in due season, just because you're down, baby, doesn't mean that you're going to stay down. If you're with God now, if you have Jesus as your Savior and you have yielded your members to the work of the Holy Spirit, you can't lose with what you're using. Well, amen. So he says, I want to show myself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Whose heart, whoever is loyal to the Lord, whoever has matured in the word of God, God says, that's what I will do. Then he says, here therefore you have done foolishly. He's talking to King Asa now, the king, one whom God had chosen to rule over his people, to minister with his people. And he says to him, say, look, just because you're a king, come on somebody, just because you're leading the song in the choir, just because you have the largest church in town, just because, come on somebody, just because you can sing so melodious, nobody else can touch you, God says, look, I have a word for you. And he told him, say, look, I need you to know, he called him a fool. He says, foolishness on your part. And then he says, therefore, from henceforth thou shalt have wars. There shall be wars in your life. Sometimes we're trying to figure out what went wrong, Lord. What went wrong? Well, come on. He says, those who observe and to do, they are the ones whom I shall elevate. They are the ones whom I shall deliver. I'm telling you today, God brought me here to let you know you need to have God on your side. God says, I have put my word in you. And I need you to know that in the midst of whatever you're going through, God has made some promises to us. He has allowed us to know. Remember, today God says, I am looking for the committed ones, and I have shared myself with them to let them know that it is okay. It is all right to follow me. It is all right to give reverence to me. It is all right to acknowledge me in all things and pray without ceasing. It is all right to do the things that I've asked them to do. So God says then, here's what God said. God says, I need you to know something. You can't do it in your own power. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Hosea 4:6 reminds us that what? The reason that we are not able to overcome and have victories in our lives is that we do not understand the importance of knowing Jesus Christ and the power of his resurrection. Philippians 3:10-11. You have to know him. The Bible says, and commanded by God, he says in 2 Peter 3:18, grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. God wouldn't have you to do something if it was not important. If I don't know the one whom I am to follow, how in the world can I operate in the power of God? Yes, God can do exceedingly abundantly above anything that you may ask or think, but God gave us stipulation according to the power that's on the inside. You don't get power down at the dime store. You don't get power because you were sitting in a Holy Ghost filled meeting. You don't get power because you are preaching the word. You do not get power because you came out of a certain family and you live in a certain socioeconomic status. You don't get power because you're in the best church, you're in the worship. You do not get that power. You get that power in a relationship, an intimacy with Christ Jesus, an understanding of what God is doing and watching and observing what the Holy Ghost is trying to do in your life. So God sent me back. The Bible says that he has given us everything that we need to understand what God is doing. Somebody needs to hear me today. Then the Bible said, look what God said. He says, not only that, I didn't leave you by yourself. Without excuse, God says, without excuse. Look what he said. He says in Isaiah 59, he says, I need you to understand something. Now, God does something very good here, great here. We know the scripture. The Bible says in Isaiah 59:19, it says, well, I need you to understand that what? The enemy shall come as a flood, come in like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against them. The Spirit of the Lord shall lift